Today, I am unreal. Sure, it would be great to be able to take a day off once a week, but that's just not possible. I mean, between work and family and other commitments, I mean, I barely have enough time in the week to get done everything I have to. I'm playing catch up as it is. Most weeks, I need that Sunday just to get stuff done. And then it all goes by so fast, and suddenly, you know, 10 years have gone by. It's like you're so busy getting stuff done that you never have time to think about where you're really headed. Or even really enjoy where you're at. Today, I am unreal. Sure, it would be great to be able to take a day off once a week, but that's just not possible. I mean, between work and family and other commitments, I mean, I barely have enough time in the week to get done everything I have to. I'm playing catch up as it is. Most weeks, I need that Sunday just to get stuff done. And then it all goes by so fast, and suddenly, you know, 10 years have gone by. It's like you're so busy getting stuff done that you never have time to think about where you're really headed. Or even really enjoy where you're at.
I'd like to speak to you this morning about the importance and the meaning of Sabbath. And we're going to do that after we receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. Today we focus on the importance of Sabbath. That word probably, as I say it and you see it on the screen, brings up a lot of different feelings and thoughts for different people. Some who have been a part of the church all their lives, some who have been a part of a church that have taught and Sabbath has been very important to them, and others who may have come to faith later in their lives or really don't have much of an understanding of what Sabbath means, or they know it's a word in the Bible and it may be something that God has talked about in the commandments, but it really doesn't give a whole lot of thought and feelings to. There are a wide range of feelings about the Sabbath. And especially today, the Sabbath for some is very dear to their hearts, and they have chosen to make that part of their lives very important and significant. 4 years ago, I had the opportunity with Debbie and my dad to go to Israel and spend time in Israel, and we arrived on the Sabbath. I had no idea or concept of what the Sabbath meant in Israel until we got there, and actually, we got there 12 hours apart because of a problem with a plane. But we found out when we got there that Sabbath is very important to the people that live in Israel. Maybe not always for the reasons that we would have thought they would be, but Sabbath was very important to them. And today, for those that are Jews or Jewish Christians and they value the meaning of the Sabbath, or others from other world religions who also value the Sabbath very greatly, the Sabbath is very important. It is very sacred. And the word Sabbath brings up in their hearts and their minds a certain concept of God, a certain concept of relating to God that I'm afraid today in the Christian church that we have lost some of that meaning of. And so today I want to tell you why I believe Sabbath is important and tell you some things about the Sabbath from the scriptures that I think are very important. What you believe about the Sabbath, some see little benefit in the concept of the Sabbath, let alone that there's really a connection to the heart of God today about what the Sabbath means. And then others, of course, feel very strongly and deeply about it. Of all the commandments, this one seems to me to be the one that may be a little bit more dislodged from what we believe as Nazarenes, as Christians in the church. I've kind of joked the last few weeks and said a couple of times, okay, so far as we've looked at the Ten Commandments, do you think there's any of them that we really should just completely throw out and they have no value? And of course, I think most of us would answer, no, there's value in all the commandments that we've looked at so far. Last week we talked about the commandment, thou shalt not kill. We've actually jumped around in the order of looking at the commandments because of other things on our schedule. 2 weeks ago we talked about the holiness and the reverence of the name of God and how important it is to honor who God is in our hearts and our speech, not only in our words, but also in what we let our minds focus on and those things. And so we've looked at four of the commandments to this point already, and each one of them I think pretty strongly when I go back and say, well, what does this commandment say about loving God with all my heart? They would naturally say, well, they help us to love God with all that we are. And so as we look at this commandment too, I guess I want you to think about for a few minutes, what is how you view the Sabbath? How does it reflect on loving God with all that you are? For the greatest commandment at all is to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said all the law and all the prophets hang on these two things. Would you turn with me, if you would like to Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 11, and also then I'm going to read in a few minutes some words from the book of Genesis at the very beginning of the Bible. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Listen to the words of the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The first observation I have as I've been thinking about this commandment this week is just in reading the commandments, I realize that this commandment is the longest. There's more said here than any of the other commandments. Now, that doesn't make it more important than the others in any way. My point is not that because there's more said about it, that it's more important to the heart of God, but what is said about it is important, I believe, to the heart of God. It does connect, or it does catch my attention, that God gives specific direction to the Israelite people for whom the law was given, specific instructions about how they were to live out this commandment about remembering the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day is the commandment, and then everything else that comes with it is what God chose to give through and to Moses. Remember the Ten Commandments were written with the finger of God, but God did give specific instructions to the Israelite people for how they were to live out this commandment of the Sabbath. I also notice that this commandment is the oldest commandment in the Bible. It has its roots and foundations way back in the creation story. And so the Sabbath was something that was on the mind of God in the 7 days of creation. Somewhere in the midst of each day that is laid out in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, we come to the seventh day and we find something important about the heart and the mind of God that He expresses on the seventh day of creation. We know that the Sabbath itself was created by God. It was a part of the 7 days of creation. The Sabbath was not for God an afterthought that He came up with later on after the covenant with Abraham. I don't believe that the idea, the concept of the Sabbath was something that suddenly emerged in the book of Exodus that we read from in chapter 20 in the law of Moses. But I believe that the Sabbath and the importance of the Sabbath was written into the creation. And so that's why I believe that we should be especially careful with this commandment. I think that we should try to understand what it was and why it was and understand how it is that God wants us to interact with this commandment in our culture today. Our world is very different from the day that the commandment was given in Exodus chapter 20. They were a people that God was grooming for their own land and their own laws and the agrarian society and their own towns. And so this law had its own way to play out in the life of the Israelite people. Obviously, we live in a different culture and a different world, and today's world is changing so quickly. So what I want to do in my heart is take the Sabbath that God created and say, God, what do you say to me about the importance of the Sabbath in my life and how I live that out in 2018? It wasn't an afterthought, but I would see it more in the 7 days of creation as the crown of God's creation. I've heard it said that the crown of God's creation is the creation of man. And I understand that. There's something unique about God creating us, certainly in His own image. And He says that 3 different times in the book of Genesis, the image of God. There's something about being created in the image of God is very important to the mind of God. God made us special. So some people say the crown of God's creation is day 6 and the creation of man, and certainly not going to argue with that word or that title. But to say to you that was very special, but God was not finished. He was not finished with His creative purposes when He moved to the seventh day, and He did something that probably would have caught the angels off guard. I'm not sure. God moved to the seventh day, and all of a sudden, something different than the 6 days happened. Something that may not have been predictable at all as you watch Him create the first 6 days. God, on the seventh day, created something else. The way that He created it was by ceasing to create. I know that sounds like almost a play on words. The way that God created the Sabbath was by stopping, by God doing something that He had not done in those 6 days before. And He attaches meaning to it and purpose to it. Genesis chapter 2 says that God rested on that day, the seventh day. God rested. So the question for me is, why did God rest? I mean, when I'm trying to understand the core of the meaning of Sabbath and how it's relevant me today, the question comes right to my mind, why did God rest? Did God need to rest? Did God want to rest? Did God, because of His relationship with man, rest? Why is it that God rested? A better translation I've read of the word rest that is found in Genesis would be words like cease. Another word that I found that seemed to be descriptive and commentators kind of agreed on is the word abstain. On the seventh day, God abstained. He drew back from His creative powers. He drew back from all the things that He had spoken into existence. The sun and the moon and the stars and clouds, the firmament. He He stepped back from separating the waters from the land. He stepped back from the creation of fish and birds. And then the vegetation and the animals. He stepped back from when he reached down into the dust of the ground and he formed a man in his image and breathed into him the breath of life and he became a living soul. Step back from when he created Adam and Eve and told them that they were to take care of the garden and work. On the seventh day, he steps back and he abstains. Why would God do that? Why? What's in the heart of God that he would, on the seventh day of creation, abstain? I don't think he was tired in the sense of weary. But I do know from the example of God, and I also know from life, that there is great value in abstaining and stepping back and withdrawing, stopping, whatever the word you have, in part because we are made in the image of God. There's something, again, about the image of God that tells me that God is saying something to us about how he made us, how he designed us, what he designed us for, that somehow is completed and made whole because of Sabbath. I believe that God was laying a foundation, a plan that would help us to live in the image of God, to help us to relate to the image of God and who he is. In God's plan, this creative plan, he tells us that one day out of seven is to be uniquely, fundamentally different. Different. It's to look different. It's to feel different. It's to have a purpose that is different. Because it is such a part of the creation. 7 days. Important. I believe that the Sabbath is an eternal connection to God. An eternal way that God wants us to connect with him. Intentional. Relational. It's about wholeness. It's about fulfilling why we were made and how. And there's something about us that we wrestle with to find that and to fulfill that. And why am I here? How am I connected to this infinite, awesome creator? How does he relate and come down to me? I believe that the Sabbath is part of how God wants to do that for us. Even before sin entered the world, the Sabbath was created. Some people think, well, the Sabbath just came because of sin. No, it was created here. Now let me read from Genesis chapter 2. If you want to follow along there, turn back to Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to read the first three verses. And on the screen is going to be the last verse as I read that. Listen again to what is recorded here about the seventh day of creation. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. Wow. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. I noticed two things especially, and there's a lot more in this that may get your attention and you may think about or focus on, but this morning I want to focus on two things especially from this verse. Number one is God blessed the seventh day. He blessed the seventh day. What does that mean? God blessed the seventh day. God said the seventh day is special. He says that Sabbath is special. It's important. It's to be cherished. My thought is, did God ever unbless the Sabbath? Do we have any indication anywhere from the first chapter of the book of Genesis to the very end of the book of Revelation is Revelation, did God ever unbless the Sabbath? Do you ever say, okay, we no longer have this principle, this creation, this way of relating. Are we disregarding God's authority by unblessing His Sabbath? By saying that the Sabbath is not to be what He did declare it to be and gave us the indication in Genesis and then later on in the commandment? And if so, who does it hurt? What are we missing if indeed we're missing the blessing of the seventh day? I believe that the commandment for Sabbath is a great blessing from God. It is a wonderful gift God gives us. But just like any gift, you can be offered a gift and you can disregard it, you cannot accept it, you can not realize how precious it is. I could give you a gift and bring it to you and say, this is for you, and I hand it to you, and it's up to you to do with it whatever you choose to. You can open it and cherish it, or you can say, this isn't for me. It doesn't help me. It's not something I value and important. And I'm afraid that what is happening, and it's happening, and it's been happening in a gradual process for a long time, in the last 100 years particularly. I'm afraid that in the church, we have had the gift, but we have forgotten how special and blessed it is that God blessed it. And so we don't realize what it does for us when we cherish it and we enjoy it and we value it as God has blessed it. I believe that God wants us to be blessed by this commandment. And by ignoring the Sabbath, we're like unhinging a little bit. We're kind of loosening something. I kind of think of a heavy door, and it has 3 hinges and 3 screws on 6 screws per hinge to hold that heavy door in place. And if you take one screw out, usually you can't really tell a difference with that. If you take a second screw out of the total of 12, maybe you just kind of feel a third screw and 4 or 5 screws, and the door begins to sag. It may still be on there. You could probably take all but 3 screws out. Maybe, I don't know. And it will be there. But what does it do to the door? What does it do to the connection between the door and the door frame that it sits in? And that's what I think when we don't cherish the Sabbath and understand the blessing that it is. So by ignoring the Sabbath, it's like we're taking those screws out of the hinges. Out of the hinges, maybe of our relationship with God, and maybe we're unhinging in part the authority of God by saying, God, we can do it on our own and we really don't need that here. This commandment to me from the beginning, as I wrote my outlines for these sermons, the first thing I wrote about this Sabbath is, if we disregard the Sabbath, we're disregarding the authority of God in our lives. And there's something about His authority that I'm reminded of, the importance of. The second thing about this verse that gets my attention also in verse 3 says this. God says, He blessed the seventh day and made it holy. He made it holy. God did on the seventh day of creation. He set it apart. He said, this is to be different. It is to be different. Set apart. The seventh day was to be a holy day of rest, of ceasing. Whatever words you want to use. The word that I found, abstain, is the one that I kind of like best of the list I read. The seventh day was to be a holy day of rest and ceasing and remembering. And maybe I'll just put in here, I don't have time to talk about everything that I might want to about Sabbath, but I'm not caught up on what day is the Sabbath. That to me is not even an issue, because my Sabbath isn't today. I can promise you that. And people work schedules and time pressures and your kid's schedule and all those things. Boy, it's hard to put this into practice. And I just say to you, this sermon isn't about telling you're doing it wrong. The sermon is saying, have you lost something? Do you need to come back and ask God to show you what about the Sabbath is important? For some of you, Sunday is a Sabbath and should be and can be for you. And you can say, God, what do you want to say in my heart and my spirit? Others, that doesn't work, or might not work on any 24 straight hour period. I'm not particularly personally caught up in when your Sabbath is or how you do your Sabbath. For the church, Sunday has been the Sabbath for 1950 years, basically. In the last 100, it's 50 to 75 to 100 years. It's collapsed in so many ways because of the culture that we live in. So I'm not saying when I say the seventh day was to be a part of a whole day, I mean it has to be a certain day. But there is something about having a Sabbath that I believe we're commanded to do. There's something that's supposed to happen on the Sabbath that's good, that's beneficial to you, that's a blessing to you. So God blessed the seventh day and God made it holy. And so my thought is, has God since then spoken to change that? Has he made the Sabbath day unholy? Is there anything from the Word of God that tells you or tells me that God has changed his mind about the Sabbath? Are there any scriptures or any models or any stories that tell you that God now feels like that day should not be holy? That day should not be blessed. That day should not be set apart. So my assertion here is no, God hasn't done that. In fact, I think there's reinforcement for the Sabbath throughout the Bible, especially in the words of Jesus and how Jesus handled the Sabbath. And I don't have time to go into all the things Jesus said about the Sabbath. Someday I might. I might soon anyway. But to say that the rest of the Bible affirms the importance of Sabbath. However, in the New Testament, because the Jewish leaders had taken the Sabbath and it had become very rigid and harsh and detailed and lawed and ruled, it had become so formal and useless in many places for the value that God wanted to have in the Sabbath. And I believe that's why Jesus came along and he totally upset those religious leaders with what he said and did about the Sabbath. He healed the sick. He said, if your ox goes in the ditch on the Sabbath, get him out. They weren't used to that. Boy, that's not the Sabbath. See, they were missing the heart of God about the Sabbath, I believe. Okay, well, that's a little bit of the theological side, and I'll stop there on that, although I'd love to go on. I want to talk about some practical things. Who are we? It is hard to stop. It is hard to cease. It is hard to abstain for many of us. I am the greatest sinner in that area. In part because I love to be busy. I love to relate to people. I love to get my things done. I love making my list and zipping through them. I love to make. I love to manage. I love to build. I love to control. I'm a busy person. And I find that if I don't intentionally stop, I will never naturally stop because I'm designed to work. God made us to work. In fact, later on, the commandment says, 6 days thou shalt work. But on the seventh day, you're supposed to rest. So maybe to some people, I should say, you need to hear the commandment, 6 days you're supposed to work. There's supposed to be a certain ethic within us of wanting to accomplish. And desiring to make a difference, maybe to build, to create, to make, to relate, to produce, to help, to be useful, to have a purpose. We need a purpose. And when God gives us the commandment, it's not to shut us down. It's to say, I designed you for 6 days to labor, but I also designed you one day, that you will not do that, and you will cease, and you will stop from that. I know that it's hard to stop. I also know from my personality that all those things can distract me from focusing and enjoying God Himself. They can distract me from who the Creator is, because all those things are related to the created things. Say I'm not a farmer. But if I was a farmer and I had my animals, you see, taking care of those animals would be very important. They're created. They're good things. Nothing wrong with them. But my mind could be so occupied with them that maybe my if I was in that place, my temptation would be not to remember and focus on that the Creator made those animals. If I was a hunter, and I only hope to be. Whatever it is in your heart and your life, they're not bad things. But if you're out of balance with what Sabbath is, I believe your life spiritually will be out of balance. In fact, what I think will happen is you will grow cold in your ability to relate to God. You will grow cold. Other things will occupy you too much. So when you even try to Sabbath, you find, boy, I just can't because of. They can be so distracting and they could suck out the ability to focus and enjoy the Creator. Whatever it is, we need Sabbath. You need it spiritually. You need it physically. You need it emotionally. The Sabbath was never intended to be a burden. I don't believe the Sabbath was ever intended by God to be a set of exacting rules. The Sabbath is a cradle, I believe, that God gives us and says, this cradle is to help you to understand the reality of who I am. The Sabbath is God saying, I want not to make life harder for you. And it became that for many of the Jewish people. Man, they had I'll call it the sub-Jewish law, they had 600 and some laws, and like 80 of them were about the Sabbath. How far you could walk on the Sabbath. How many books you're allowed to pick up on the Sabbath. Just exactly what you can do or not do on the Sabbath. That is so far from the heart of God about Sabbath. God created the Sabbath to bless you, to help you, so that you could engage in Him. Sabbath helps us to take the knowledge of God and translate it into the presence of God. And it's not the only way. But I think that Sabbath is one of the ways that God says, okay, you've heard about me. Now, you quiet yourself and you still yourself and you will experience me. I believe if your concept of the Sabbath is rules, then you've really missed God's purpose for you and the Sabbath. The Sabbath is God's gift from a heart of love. In part because He knows how we're made. He knows how I'm wired. He knows the image that I've made in. There's not a list of do's or don'ts in my heart about the Sabbath. You say, well, Pastor, what do you really think about the Sabbath? I can be so wishy-washy about what Sabbath means to me. If you want to know, can I do this, can I do that, don't ask me. I can tell you what I do and I think and I feel. I don't even have a list like that. I just don't. What I feel is God wants to be connected to me. And I'm so distracted. And if I don't make it intentional and I don't do it regularly, oh, I miss out on the heart of God. You see, the Sabbath was made for man. For me, it's far more about stopping and being still and listening than doing or not doing. In fact, the doing and not doing is almost out of my vocabulary. It's not doing and not doing about Sabbath. It's more about being or not being about Sabbath, about stillness. Debbie and I joke about something. Sometimes when I'm taking a nap, I'm laying down, I get into a certain position. Seems like especially if I've been real busy and I'm so tired, I got to take a 20-minute nap. Those little naps help me. But I can get in a certain position. It's kind of laying on my arm, and I get real quiet. Debbie laughs at me, and I tell her, I can hear my heart beating really strong. It's comforting for a number of reasons. I can hear my heartbeat. I don't know if I'm weird or everybody does, but it's like, man, I can, you know, I feel that, you know, and I think, am I really weird? Strange? It doesn't happen until I am laying very, very still. And I'm very quiet. And I give it time. And I can hear my heartbeat. And I think, do we want to hear the heartbeat of God, really? Is he important enough that we will lay still long enough to hear God, who he is? If in our busyness we're kind of settled for this surface faith in God, we believe in him. We've trusted him. I'm talking about something deeper. When we really want to hear the heart of God, it doesn't happen quickly. And you might say, I'm just too busy for it. I understand. I'm in the same boat. But I know what happens when I lay as still as I can and I can start to hear my heart. It's a good thing when we lay still long enough, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, to say, God, hearing your heartbeat is the most important thing in my life. I want to tell you, it's a blessing when you're there. It's not a curse. It's not a burden. It's not a, I have to. It's I want to. I want to. Because I believe in that, and our songs were about that this morning. I believe that in that still place is where we can experience the healing of God. We can experience the reorientation of our thinking. God can reset something. And God's presence is there and close, reassuring, speaking to us. Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Insightful. Again, I said, yeah, the Old Testament, the Sabbath, yeah, a lot of New Testament. To me, this is probably the most, for me, informative verse in the Bible about the Sabbath, what Jesus says here. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. True, deep. The Sabbath is a gift from God. To be cherished, enjoyed. Does your Sabbath help you to love God more? Whatever, whenever, however, does your Sabbath help you to love God more? That's, to me, I've said from the beginning of this series in the Ten Commandments, is the bottom line of every commandment that we look at. Does it help us to love God more? Does it help us to love our neighbor as ourselves? To me, that's a fair question and an important question. Two words from the commandment I want to focus on for 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll move into communion. Two words from the scripture, from this commandment. I'm going to read this part of it, and then I'm going to focus on those two words. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. First word I want to focus on is the word to. The seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord our God. Now remember, it's for us. The last verse Jesus said, it's for us, but it's to God. So there is something both ways about the importance of Sabbath. It's given to help us. It's designed because of who we are. But it's to God. It's about his authority. It's about us saying, God, yes, you know what's best for me. You know what I need. You know how I'm wired and I'm designed. And so it is to the Lord your God. And then lastly here, the word, the first word of the commandment. It is the first word in the commandment. Remember. We are called to remember something. We're called to remember how special the Sabbath day is. Remember it. Don't forget it. I think that command applies for me today. In fact, it's very important in how I view God and how I view God's authority in my life that I remember. We're called to remember. And the way that we remember it is by setting it apart. Saying, God, this day will be different. There will be one red balloon and six black ones or whatever. Whatever God says to you about the Sabbath, don't take it for granted. Understand that God loves you so much and He's given you a gift. Ask Him, God, what do you want to say to me about Sabbath in my heart and my life? Remember, I'm also reminded of the words of Jesus on the night that He was arrested and He came before His disciples and He told them to remember. Remember the broken body and the blood. Why do we have communion, you know, every month or so in our church? Because we're remembering something important. When God tells us to remember, I think it's more than just a passing, you know, it's a good idea to remember this or remember that. I think Jesus told us, do this in remembrance of me, because He knows that when we remember and we focus, then it draws it closer to the meaning in the heart of God. So Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I want to invite you to come and receive communion this morning. I want to invite you, if you'd come and play Debbie, to accept and remember how much God loves you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And also today ask you to remember the Sabbath day and think about, pray about, ask God, what do you want to say to me about Sabbath, about my life, about my wiring? I'm going to invite you to come out the front aisle. Would our servers come that I've asked to serve? And there'll be four people across, and just like you to go to one of the four. Don't wait. If somebody is open and you want to go to another one, just do that and come and receive the sacred elements. You're welcome to stand up here and receive communion or go back to your seat. You may be seated for now. Not quite ready. Come up the center aisle, receive the sacraments, and then you can go back to your seat. But would you take time on this Sabbath to invite Jesus to speak to your heart and your life today? What a privilege Sabbath is. How easy it is to be distracted. How hard it is sometimes to stop and cease everything else. We all have a list. I know. I already got my list for the next hour and a half when we're finished here. I know. Ask God to slow you down. Ask God to speak to your heart today. Now to invite you to stand and come the center aisle and come and receive the sacraments. And whether you want to stand here, go back to your seat, wherever you want to speak to God, I invite you to do that today.